cattle futures finally found some traction Monday. Daryl Peel offers insight on how the war in Eastern Europe is impacting markets here. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy doll, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 8th of March. Cattle futures reversed direction to the upside Monday, despite sharply lower outside markets and grain market strength tied to Russia's attack on Ukraine. Positioning and bottom picking likely explain much of the move, while underscoring the unaltered positive supply fundamentals. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of $1.86 higher, from 112 to 255 higher. Live cattle futures closed an average of $1.44 higher, from 50 cents to 215 higher. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade ranged from a standstill to mostly inactive on very light demand in all major cattle feeding regions through Monday afternoon, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Live prices last week were at $140 a hundredweight in the Southern Plains and Nebraska, and at $142 in the Western Corn Belt. Dress prices were $224 to $225. Wholesale beef prices added support, with choice boxed beef cutout value 38 cents higher Monday afternoon at $254.71 a hundredweight, and select $1.81 higher at $250.22. Wheat futures continued to lead corn futures mostly higher Monday. Kansas City wheat was mostly 39 to 85 cents higher as rationing continues due to the war in Eastern Europe. Corn futures closed 9 to 18 cents higher, except for 3 and 7 cents lower in the front two contracts. Soybean futures closed mostly 10 to 14 cents lower.
Ka-ching! More pounds, more calves, more profit. Studies show Hereford Genetics increased net profit by $51 per cow per year. That's $20,000 in additional revenue for a typical 400-cow outfit. And calves sired by Hereford Bulls continue to add value through the chain. A documented $30 per head in feedlot profitability. That's real money and real results. Get more ka-ching. Come home to Hereford at hereford.org.
Calves and feeder cattle sold decidedly lower at the Monday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. Feeder steers sold $4 to $6 lower, and feeder heifers traded $5 to $8 lower at Oklahoma National Stockyards, where there were 11,000 head on offer. Steer calves sold $4 to $6 lower, and heifer calves traded $6 to $9 lower. The AMS reporter noted, with sharply rising fuel prices, cattle delivery costs are on the rise, further contributing to the lower market trend. Steers weighing less than 500 pounds sold $10 to $15 lower at Joplin Regional Stockyards in Missouri. Steers in heavier weights sold $2 to $5 lower. Feeder heifers traded $4 to $12 lower. There were 9,192 head on offer. At Sioux Falls Regional in South Dakota, steers weighing less than 550 pounds sold $11 to $14 lower, and then $5 to $9 lower at 600 to 800 pounds, $3 to $4 lower at 800 to 900 pounds, and $8 to $9 lower at 900 to 950. Feeder heifers weighing less than 600 pounds sold $7 to $11 lower, steady to $3 lower at 600 to 750 pounds, and then $5 to $9 lower at 750 to 950. There are 3,433 head on offer. Finally, at Tri-State Livestock Auction in McCook, Nebraska, steers sold $5 to $7 lower and heifers traded $5 to $10 lower. There are 2,295 head on offer. Major U.S. financial indices closed sharply lower Monday, pressured by Russia's war on Ukraine and worries about the impact on domestic and global economic growth. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 797 points lower, the S&P 500 closed 127 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down 482 points. West Texas Intermediate crude oil futures on the CME were up another $2.96 to $3.72 through the front six contracts. In his weekly market comments, Darrell Peel, Extension Livestock Marketing Specialist at Oklahoma State University, provides perspective about the market impacts stemming from Russia's attack on Ukraine. He points out both Ukraine and Russia are major grain-producing and exporting countries. With the reality of current disruptions of grain movements from the Black Sea region and the uncertainty of what could happen, crop prices have soared, pushing high feed prices much higher. Plus, he says, just a few more weeks will determine whether crop planting in the Ukraine will be possible. Peel also points out Russia is a major oil-producing and oil-exporting country. Potential disruptions to global energy markets are contributing to sharply higher energy prices. Russia is also a major producer and exporter of fertilizer, he says. So those will add to inflationary pressures for production costs, while higher gas prices could also threaten consumer beef demand. Peel adds there hasn't been a war like this one in recent history, so there's no analog and no way to anticipate when or even if the situation will stabilize in the foreseeable future. Then there's the domestic drought. In just a few weeks, Peel says, the drought will begin to impact forage production, and producers will face rapidly worsening production conditions and additional management and marketing challenges. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 8th of March. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.